This is Gary Dahl of the Stand in the Gap radio program, and in just a moment you are going to hear a replay of the Stand in the Gap Today program that aired this afternoon at 12 o'clock right here on WFYL Radio. Immediately after the program left the air live this afternoon, it was announced that Kim Davis was going to be released from jail down in Kentucky, to which we give God all the honor and the glory and the praise. And we're thankful for those of you who prayed for her while she was in jail and even for her release. We thank God for the fact that God heard our prayers and answered them. Enjoy the program as you listen to Stand in the Gap Today, replayed from 12 o'clock this afternoon on WFYL.
Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Tuesday to each and every one of you, wherever you might be, up and down the Stand in the Gap Today radio network. Along with David Kistler and Sam Rohr, I am Gary Dahl, and we are delighted to have you with us. And thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. And as we go on the air today, we also want to welcome some new stations in the great state of Texas. We've got stations in Canadian, Texas at 88.1, Childress, Texas at 88.3, Plainview, Texas, 91.1 FM, Perryton, Texas, 91.9 FM, and Dumas, Texas at 106.1 FM. And we are delighted to have you folks with us. And this is a new program to you, we know. It's a program that is really under the direction of the American Pastors Network. Sam Rohr, of course, is the president of the American Pastors Network. And we are on every day at this same time, Monday through Friday, to talk about the issues that we face in this nation and even around the world from the biblical perspective, and of course as it relates to this nation, also from the constitutional perspective. And we are delighted to have you with us and encourage you to come back every day at this same time. You can also go to our Stand in the Gap Radio website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com, and you can learn more about this ministry and the other ministries, the other radio ministries that are put out by the American Pastors Network. We have a full program today. During the second and the third segment, we are going to be talking about what's taking place down in Kentucky with Kim Davis in jail, believe it or not, just for standing upon her biblical convictions. We have a pastor who was in the courthouse during the hearing, and then we've got someone from the Liberty Institute, with us to talk about this whole matter from the legal perspective. So you won't want to go away. You want to stay tuned. But before we get into all of that, we are delighted to have with us today Art Halverson. Art Halverson, welcome to the studios of Stand in the Gap Today.
Thank you, sir. What a privilege it is to be back with you. And the reason I'm here, I'll just announce myself.
Get to it.
I'm announcing today that I'm going to run against Mr. Bill Schuster, who's chairman of transportation and currently holds a seat here in the 9th Congressional District of Pennsylvania, the Bible Belt of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Schuster does not represent our values and our views and doesn't vote the way we need him to vote for us. And so
doesn't lead.
I'm a 29-year veteran, a businessman for 12 years after that, a father of six, married almost 40 years, and a grandfather of nine now. We've got
Two more, you'll be tied with me.
Okay, great. Well, we're working on it. But in the meantime, I'm running for Congress, and today I'm announcing. Today is the day the Congress gets back into session. So the reason we're announcing today across the district, which is about 180 miles wide, that's nothing for the folks in Texas, I know. But here in Pennsylvania, it's the second largest district.
And one of the largest east of the Mississippi,
I understand it.
Yeah.
But also one of the most conservative in the country. Mm-hmm. And we need a conservative voice to vote for us and represent our values. And I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you are. And I know that Dave and Sam will have questions to ask you as well. But one of the things that encourages me, Art, is that you are a born-again Christian. And
That's
one
right.
of the things that we talk about here on the Stand in the Gap Today program and beyond that through the American Pastors Network is how significant it is for Christians to get involved with government.
Oh, absolutely. It's it's a key part of what I stand for and represent, is that Christians need to get out of the pew and out into the arena, and I'm doing that. I believe God, surprisingly to me, has prepared me for this. I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I'm a family man. I'm a Gideon. I want to put a plug in for Gideon's because I think that's such a powerful ministry.
Amen.
Sharing the word of God.
Amen.
And changing lives. But we need people in Washington who will stand up and speak the truth. One, be truthful, and then speak the truth and not back down.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do that, the other side, the enemy, the part of our country that is unfortunately having sway now, will back up.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's the good guys backing up, and we need to turn that around and start pushing against the gates of hell.
Absolutely, and we need to make certain that born-again men and women get in Congress who have the backbone to stand for truth.
Right.
Sam, we'll go to you for your question, sir.
Well, Art, it's great to have you on. I'm glad that you are announcing. As you look ahead and you look to the challenges that are in Washington right now, what is the biggest problem that that you think is occurring in Washington, and what is it that you bring to that can help the problem there?
Sure. I think the biggest problem is the leadership of our Republican Party in Congress. We now have the Senate and the House, and yet we put people in charge, the Speaker and the Senate Majority Leader, who do not represent conservative views.
Hmm.
So the good news is, and what I will go to do, is join with the Liberty Caucus, which is led by Jim Jordan and other, I'll call hardcore conservatives, who understand truth and are fighting for it. And I will join with them, and there's a critical mass forming there in fighting that leadership. We have to change out Mr. Boehner is the first step.
Well, you know, there's a great movement to do that, but he's in such a powerful position that it's going to take a miracle of God to get that done.
It might take a miracle, but I believe in miracles.
Amen. I agree with you 100%. Yeah. David, to you, sir.
Well, I just want to say, Art, it's so great to have you on again. You have been on with Gary and I on a prior program, and I have great respect for you. Appreciate your clear, consistent, integrity-filled Christian testimony. But I was going to ask you, would you be willing to run against John Boehner for the speakership is going to be my question. But in all seriousness, what is the general makeup in Congress? We know there's 535 members in the House and Senate, 435 in the House, 100 senators in the Senate. What is the makeup of that 535? What portion of them, percentage of them, would you deem to be genuinely, as to use the phrase you used, hardcore conservatives?
Well, the percentage is relatively low, but as we know, minorities smaller than the full majorities have significant influence, can have significant influence. And this Liberty Caucus, the number 40, I think is a significant number. It's astounding to me that it's that large, actually. We can influence who will be the speaker with a block that big. And the way I know things are changing there is, for the first time in January, Mr. Boehner did not get a unanimous Republican support. 25 hardcore conservatives voted against him. I mean, they set precedent by voting against him, and that was a significant marker. Now, they didn't succeed, but they established they made a statement. And that Liberty Caucus now has grown to the number of 40, all of whom I believe would vote against Mr. Boehner. The other exciting new development is Mark Meadows from North Carolina has filed for the removal of Mr. Boehner. It's basically a no-confidence vote, and new development.
Art, it is indeed. I know Mark well. He is a wonderful guy. Congratulations on your announcement. We are praying for you, my friend.
Art Halverson, running for the Congress for the 9th District here in Central Pennsylvania. God bless you, Art. I'm glad you're doing it again. Keep up the good work.
God bless you guys. You're doing great work. We need this in America.
Thank you, and keep us informed as to how things go.
I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't go away. We will be back right after this break with Randy Smith, who was in the courtroom with Kim Davis the other day. You'll want to hear what he has to say.
As Christian financial advisors, we hold a biblical worldview and teach stewardship as a lifestyle. For over 30 years, we have taught families how to apply God's Word to our daily lives. Our three-day stewardship lifestyle seminars are held in Bible-teaching churches across America. We go far beyond basic budgeting and dig into the meat of Scripture. We believe that principle without application often lead to frustration. This is Roy Russell with the Life Financial Group in Douglasville. We are just west of Pottstown on Route 422. Visit our website or read our weekly blog at thelifegroup.org. There you'll find videos and PowerPoints for our ministry to the local church. In addition to investing and actively managing over $100 million, we prepare hundreds of tax returns for believers around the area. Come in for a second opinion and see how a biblical worldview can positively affect your investing and financial planning. Call us at 610-385-4500. That's 385-4500, or on the web at thelifegroup.org.
Securities offered through JS Wealth Management Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? I know you always said how important it is, but the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading by Linda Monk says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people, didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians for Restoring Education brought you this message. Go to parestoringeducation.org or call 484-678-2236.
Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School is an online public school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Founded in 2004, our mission is to have a school where children can see the world, develop character, promote independence, and become lifelong learners. We teach our students to be leaders, thinkers, and scientists. They are taught to be logical and critical in thinking. Some of our classical teaching methods range from online class lectures to debates to Socratic teaching, which develops the art of speaking and writing. We encourage our students to be well-rounded by participating in sports, the arts, and their communities. Your child can benefit from this style of innovative education. Visit us at palcs.org or call 1-877-725-2785.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today on this Tuesday, along with David Kistler and Sam Rohr, who is the president of the American Pastors Network. I'm Gary Dahl, and we are delighted to have you with us. And for those of you who are joining us on our new stations and translators, a part of the Kingdom Kids Network in the great state of Texas, we are delighted to have you with us, and thank you for the pleasure of your company. For those of you who are regular listeners and on the stations that we've been on ever since the beginning of this ministry back in April, we are delighted to have you you with us again today. And I would encourage you to go to our Stand in the Gap Radio website and learn more about this ministry. It is at www.standinthegapradio.com. Very simple, www.standinthegapradio.com. Well, we know that even as we speak right now, there is a sad thing going on down in Kentucky, where Kim Davis remains in jail simply for her religious convictions. And what is sad about that is that people, you go back a couple of hundred years, people came to the New World, as it were, for their religious freedoms based upon their religious convictions. And right now down there in Kentucky, we have a lady who, because of the fact that she would not sign or issue marriage license to those of the same sex to get married, she is in jail today. And that is a very, very sad situation. And of course, you begin to wonder if the First Amendment really does protect anyone anymore. We have a couple of guests with us today, and I'm just going to defer to Sam, if you would please, to introduce our first guest that we have in line here on the program.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gary. And it's a pleasure to have Pastor Randy Smith. Randy is a pastor who knows Kim Davis well in the family, lives in the area, represented effectively by Kim in her elected position there in Kentucky. And Pastor Smith has been very involved in following these religious freedom issues there. And we want to bear down with him right now and get a perspective, because he was in the courtroom. He was actually in the courtroom and watching the proceedings when the federal judge held down the sentence that sent Kim Davis to jail. And Pastor Smith, I'd like to welcome you to Stand in the Gap today, and I would also like you then to get right into telling us what the attitude was in that courtroom. Was the prosecution, what was her attitude? What was the attitude of the judge? Tell us a little bit about really what was happening there in the mood in that class, in that courtroom, when the sentence was handed down, if you could.
Okay, I appreciate it, Sam, and I just want to say thank you and appreciate everything you're doing. And, God's still on the throne, so there's a lot of energy here in Kentucky, because we know that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. And the attitude in the courtroom, I am convinced, and it did not take long to convince me that Judge Bunning already had his mind made up what he was going to do. It was a very, very harsh attitude, and he acted more as a tyrant than he did a judge. At one point, the Liberty Counsel attorney was questioning Kim Davis as she was on the stand, and there was an objection by one of the attorneys for ACLU, and the judge kind of looked and considered, and he said, "Well, it's not going to matter anyway, but your objection's overruled." And
which is an unbelievable statement, Pastor Smith, in light of the fact that, as you say, that being said, it clearly appears that the judge perhaps had his mind made up before he went in. It won't make any difference. That's an amazing thing. Now, our guest after us is going to be Jeremy Dyes from Liberty Institute. He's going to comment on some of these proceedings as we're going through. But that was an interesting statement there. Is there anything about this judge that would give you indication, or everybody else indication, that his mind was made up? I mean, does he have a track record that predated his actions there in that courtroom?
Well, yes, and before I reveal what he has done, let me also say this: he already had two vans at the courthouse, U.S. Marshals present, as well as the Carter County Detention Center jailer on standby, and had attorneys to represent the six deputy clerks available. So this whole thing was just full of shenanigans, and it was really a kangaroo court. And back in 2003 to 2007, he presided over a case involving the Boyd County School District, which is right there where the U.S. District Court is. And he presided over that, an issue of gay straight alliance. And he ruled that the school system could not keep a gay straight alliance club from being formed. And not only that, but ruled that the students in the school district must attend homosexuality sensitive training to educate them on the subject of homosexuality.
Pastor, this is Dave. Let me ask you a quick question. Actually, two questions. Number one, I'd love for you to speak to the makeup of those that were in the courtroom when the decision was announced and what their response was when he announced that she was actually going to be sentenced to jail. And then number two, I have heard it reported in a couple of places that prior to making his final decision, he offered Kim an opportunity to agree to begin issuing marriage licenses, which she declined. Did that happen the way it is being reported? And then what was the response when he actually handed down the decision? And what was the makeup, supporters of Kim Davis versus those that were maybe opposed to her in the courtroom?
Well, those that were opposed to her was borderline. They were happy. They didn't really cheer, but you could hear, you know, if you want to say a rejoiceful type reaction, while the supporters of Kim, you heard a gasp. And I wasn't surprised that he sentenced her to jail for contempt charges. What I was surprised at is that he said that she will stay there until she changes her mind.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing. Jeffrey Dahmer was eligible for bail. And I could go into the list even more, but to save time, I won't. But you've got hardened criminals that are eligible for bail. But here's Kim Davis that's standing up for her religious liberty, her conviction from God. And Judge Bunning is a Catholic, and one would think that he would have a little bit of sympathy and understanding for religious liberty. But Kim, when she got up, when the U.S. Marshals stepped forward to get her, she got up and she looked at the judge and she said, "Thank you, judge."
Well, you know, that probably, in my opinion anyway, is an example of what civil disobedience is all about. You know, she didn't lash out with anger. She just said, "Thank you, judge," and of course went about, you know, the sentence that was placed upon her. And, you know, thank the Lord that she has the backbone and the convictions to stand for the truth of the Word of God. Now, we're getting close to the end of this particular segment, Pastor Smith, but the question I have to ask you is that there is going to be a rally there this afternoon with Mike Huckabee and some other people. Do you anticipate a large crowd for that rally?
I do. You know, we have approximately, I don't know, probably 300 or more people right now. And I'm, like I said before, you know, God doesn't need me to prop him up. So I'm sure I'm estimating on the low end of things. And I would not be surprised if we had more than 10,000. And you got to understand, Grayson's a very, very, very small place. And this place is going to be pretty much, I think, shut down for a while.
Pastor Smith,
I heard a rumor this morning that said that she might be being released today. Is that just a rumor, or have you heard anything along that particular line?
No, actually, that is just a rumor. I do not believe that at all. And let me go and say this real quick too. The judge did offer her a way out if she would come back in and say that she would allow her deputy clerks to issue the license and that she would not get in the way, and she declined to do that. This is important because the ACLU, the last thing that they want, and they've made this statement, the last thing that they want is to make Kim Davis a martyr. It's too late. And there is some talk, some speculation that Judge Bunning may be facing some impeachment charges. I hope so. I really hope so, because it's time that we put an end to this nonsense. And, you know, Christians, pastors, and ministers need to quit hiding behind the walls of the church and actually get out and be active and put a stop to all this tyranny that's going on against religious liberty.
Pastor Smith, could I ask you this very quickly? Is there a sizable media presence there right now? I know we're about 2.5 hours or so away from the rally beginning. Is there a sizable media presence at currently?
Yes, there is. There is a CNN and just a lot of national news media here as well.
Well, Pastor Randy Smith, we want to thank you very, very much for being with us on Stand in the Gap today. And if you get the opportunity to see Kim Davis today or talk to her, please let her know that we and our audience all across this country will be praying for her and thank her for standing on her convictions. It's been a delight
to
have you with us.
I sure will. Thursday, September 10th.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back right after this particular break, so don't you go away. We'll be having with us another guest. You won't want to miss it.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The city of Baltimore has reached a $6.4 million settlement with the family of Freddie Gray. Six police officers face criminal charges over his death in custody, followed by protests and riots. There's a rally today outside the Grayson, Kentucky jail, where a county clerk is held in contempt for refusing to issue marriage licenses so gay couples can't get one. Some Republican presidential candidates are getting involved.
Senator Ted Cruz says he wants to meet with Kim Davis during visiting hours at the jail. It's a separate visit than the one GOP hopeful Mike Huckabee has planned. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie also told Fox,
people have a right to practice their religion. Now, I've said what I would do with this woman is to move her to another job where this is not an objection for her.
Her attorneys want Democratic Governor Steve Beshear to accommodate Davis' religious conviction and not force her to grant licenses to gay couples.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence, which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYN.
The first U-Turn conference sponsored by the American Pastors Network was a life-changing experience for pastors and Christian leaders throughout Pennsylvania and beyond. Now we have the opportunity to take this conference across America. A matching gift offer for $30,000 will be doubled to $60,000 in order to bring U-Turn events to many more states in 2016. All gifts made through September 30 will be doubled. Visit AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and go to the Donate button to make your immediate gift to equip pastors and all believers to stand in the gap for truth.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today. Along with Sam Rohr and David Kistler, I'm Gary Dahl, and we are delighted to have you with us. We also encourage you to go to our Stand in the Gap Radio website and learn more about this particular program and other programs produced by the American Pastors Network. That is, of course, at www.standinthegapradio.com. I mentioned in the previous segment that we have news stations on a network in Texas, and I said it was the Kingdom Kids Network. That's something else. That's something here in Pennsylvania where I live. But we're actually on the Kingdom Keys Network. So I just want to make that correction. But it was informative to have with us Pastor Randy Smith from Moorhead, Kentucky, who was in the courtroom during the Davis sentencing in this last particular segment. And I want to say this, that as Mike Huckabee is conducting that rally down there along with some others later on this afternoon. The American Pastors Network is also represented. We have two of our pastors there, and we may be having the opportunity to hear something about them later on, not in this particular program, but later on this week, to see what their take was on that particular rally. But we want to switch gears a little bit and go from the pastor to the legal side of this issue. And Sam Rohr, would you please introduce our next guest?
Yeah, well, I sure would be glad to do that. Jeremy Dice is senior counsel for Liberty Institute. We've had Jeff Mateer on here before. This organization is out of Texas, where a lot of our news stations are, so we just welcome him to the station. And Jeremy, glad to have you with us. You were able to hear the discussion with Pastor Smith, and I know that your mind was going probably 1,000 miles an hour in some of the things that were there. But first of all, let me welcome you, and then I want to pose to you the first question.
Well, hey, thanks so much for having me here.
Jeremy, you guys at Liberty Institute are involved in religious freedom cases all across the country, and you are overseeing and are involved somewhat. I know you're not directly representing Kim, but you are involved here. I want to go to you directly on this as we consider this aspect of the authority of this federal judge to do what he did in ordering a rather extreme sentence. Sending somebody to jail is not some small thing. He didn't even go the direction of a fine. He went the direction of sending Kim Davis to jail, an elected official, by the way. And Pastor Smith used the word that there may be some impeachment proceedings. We didn't go down that road with him. But I want to just start here with you and say, when a federal judge can send a state elected official to jail for issuing or for acting upon their First Amendment rights and upholding her own obligations to her own state law, is there truly any assumed constitutional right under this kind of scenario that is secure? In other words, we're talking about a constitutional right. This is the First Amendment. This one was trashed. Is there anything that is really secure as far as we've historically known it to be secure as a constitutional amendment based on what this judge did?
Yeah, it certainly makes us wonder. And I mean, it really, at the outset, we just got to lay out there that no American should be jailed for simply trying to be faithful in adherence to their religious beliefs. That's not something we do in this country. We've seen other countries in the past that have done that, and ultimately their countries have failed and been condemned for jailing religious dissidents here. And that's not what our country is about. Our country has been long standing in its support for the notion that people of faith have the right to freely exercise their faith and ought not to be thrown into jail when they simply try to adhere to those religious convictions in a public setting. So whether this goes forward and this becomes the norm, we don't know yet. Whether this becomes just simply one of the rare occurrences, we sure hope and pray that will be the case, that this will be one of those blips in history that we look back on and say, oh, that should never have happened. But what we know and what we kind of guessed was going to be the case following the Supreme Court's decision on this issue, there are going to be some who will wrongly, I think, try to weaponize the Obergefell decision and try to limit the free exercise of religion for Americans, starting in this capacity of people who are elected to do this job, and then I think perhaps moving out from there. So we must remain very vigilant in the protection of the religious liberty that was not granted to us by government, but was instead given to us by God, and we must remain faithful stewards to ensure that freedom remains fully intact.
Jeremy, I've got a lot of questions. I know Dave and Gary do as well. Let me follow up with one very quick one here. Can we make too much of this issue? In other words, I think a lot of people listening to the radio right now, to us and to others, hear and have heard a lot of discussions in the past about, wow, this thing, if this court case rules, all bets are off relative to our liberty and freedom in America. And a lot of people have heard a lot of things which perhaps maybe have been blown a little bit out of proportion. But how much of an issue should we make about this? How really, truly significant is this jailing of an elected official for simply following her First Amendment rights of conviction? How big of an issue really is it?
This is very serious, obviously. And when anyone who expresses a religious belief and simply tries to adhere to the religious beliefs at work is jailed for that, all of us ought to be rightly concerned. Nonetheless, we ought to also remember, as people who follow Christ, that God was not surprised at this happening. He was not taken off guard by this, and neither should we. We ought not to be running around and being chicken little on this type of thing, but we ought to be very sober-minded about this situation and realize that it is a genuine threat that is now at play. Nonetheless, if we've been paying attention, this is not all that terribly surprising. We've seen, and we could probably talk about this later in the program, at Liberty Institute, we're representing several different clients who have been fired from their jobs for expressing their religious beliefs, who have been denied employment for expressing their religious beliefs. This is just one more story in the long line of stories, regrettably, that have had people of faith who had tried to adhere to the religious beliefs being punished for it. It just seems to be now they're going from firing you from your job to putting you in jail. That's not American freedom that we've been given. The American freedom that I know and is enshrined in the First Amendment of the Constitution and is upheld by the laws of this country means that we do not put people in jail who try to adhere to the religious beliefs. That's wrong. Other countries have tried that, and they have been rightly condemned for doing it. And I think in this situation, this judge ought to be rightly condemned for daring to put an individual simply trying to adhere to her religious beliefs in jail. That is the nuclear option for a judge. It is not the first one that he dials in to uphold his whatever authority he needed to uphold in that injunction. That ought to be a last resort, and it is not the first resort.
Jeremy, we appreciate so much what you and Liberty Institute does to defend religious liberty issues. I think you worded it well. This is not surprising, but it is beyond disturbing that he exercised, and I love your terminology, the nuclear option in respect to Kim Davis. Let me ask you this, Jeremy, because there's not just a religious component, a religious liberty component to this. There is a very clear constitutional component to what Ms. Davis did, and that is this. In 2004, Kentucky passed an amendment to their constitution. 75% of the voters of the state of Kentucky passed this defining marriage between a man and a woman. So what Mrs. Davis was doing was not just standing by her firmly, deeply held religious beliefs. She was obeying the laws of the state of Kentucky. Talk a little bit, if you could, help our listeners understand how there is an authority or jurisdictional problem here when you have a federal entity saying you've got to do this, but state law or state constitution says you must do this, which is what she was complying with.
Yeah, and there are two tracks to that, obviously, but the Supreme Court of the United States has said that if marriage licenses are going to be issued, it is unconstitutional for them to disallow same-sex couples from getting married. And there is a good argument to be made that that does not apply to the state of Kentucky, given their marriage amendment. Now, I think that may ultimately prove to be an unfortunate losing argument there. But regardless, what is very clear and what is abundantly clear is that there are several laws, federal and state laws, that would protect Mrs. Davis to be able to adhere to religious beliefs without having to go to jail and without having to violate her convictions in order to perform her job. We know this because we are using those laws. You've got everything from Title VII, which protects individuals' religious beliefs and the expression and exercise of those religious beliefs. They cannot be terminated based upon their religious beliefs or otherwise have employment actions, adverse employment actions taken against them. We also know that Kentucky has a Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which requires the government to provide basically an accommodation of an individual's religious conscience when that comes into play. So the state of Kentucky, in various manners, either through the legislature, the governor, perhaps even the Secretary of State, the voters, they could all provide a way for Mrs. Davis to have her conscience and do her job. It's unnecessary for this judge to put her into jail when there are multiple mechanisms by which this individual could be accommodated, adhere to her convictions, and still perform the duties of her office.
Well, it just appears to me as though what we have here again, Jeremy, is another one of those secular judges who does not respect the Constitution of the United States of America but wants to legislate from the bench. And that's not what this nation is all about. Attorney Jeremy Dice from the Liberty Institute, thank you for being with us today, sir.
Thank you.
And ladies and gentlemen, we don't want you to go away because we will be wrapping the program up with more right after this. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
This is Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, and I'm thrilled to announce that BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, has come alongside APN as a national sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. Together, we share a commitment to further a true biblical worldview and to follow Jesus' command to be salt and light to the culture. BJU Press provides academically sound educational materials designed to fully equip children for college and the workplace. As postmodern culture seeks to eliminate God from the classroom, BJU Press integrates biblical truth into curricula that's accurate, dependable, and exceeds all national academic standards. APN welcomes BJU Press as a national partner and sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. Again, we at APM welcomes BJU Press as a national partner as together we work to instill Christian values in the generations to follow.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
Prayer in the Park, Saturday, September 12th, 2015, from 10 a.m. until noon at Valley Forge Park in the Artillery Picnic Pavilion, East Interline Drive. Valley Forge Patriots and Faith and Freedom Coalition of Pennsylvania strongly encourage everyone to make a little time and come pray for America. We as a nation are in trouble, and believers from all faiths need to come together and humble ourselves before God. Please, can't you set 2 hours aside for the good of America? Invite all your friends, church friends, neighbors, leaders for this most important morning. That's Prayer in the Park at Valley Forge Park, Saturday, September 12th, from 10 a.m. till noon. For more information, go to galaxypwd@aol.com. That's galaxypwd@aol.com.
As Ronald Reagan once said, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
The Apostle Paul told the Thessalonians in chapter 2 not to be troubled or shaken in their heart or spirit. He said not to falter in their faith or their understanding of Christ, either by what they read or heard, because the day of Christ was at hand. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. The Apostle Paul warned the early believers not to be deceived by the overwhelming deception and to expect a falling away from the truth. He said there would be great wickedness and great iniquity and the great wicked one. Paul said, therefore, to stand fast and hold tight to the truth they had been taught. If this was a reality and a necessity in Paul's day, how much more today? He went on to say, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network saying, let us also not be deceived in our current days of evil, when we also see a falling away. If there was ever a time for true believers to stand fast for the truth, it is now.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more.
The Resource Library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and again to those of you who are part of the new network of stations down in Texas. That would be the Kingdom Keys Network. We are delighted to have you folks with us today, and this program is on every day at this very same time as we talk about issues from the biblical and the constitutional perspective. It is an outreach of the American Pastors Network, along with the president of APN, Sam Rohr, and, of course, David Kistler, who's one of the board members, as well as I, Gary Dahl, and one of the board members. We are delighted to have you folks with us every day, Monday through Friday at this very same time, and we would encourage you to invite others to listen in and even go to our Stand in the Gap Radio website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com, and learn more about the radio ministries of the American Pastors Network. Well, this is quite a situation taking place down in Kentucky. Sam and Dave, it's from my perspective, it's really unconstitutional because I'm not an expert on the Constitution, but I said all along that as a federal judge, Mr. Browning, I don't think has jurisdiction over what goes on in the clerk's office of a county courthouse. I mean, that's my understanding of that. But the thing that does encourage me is the fact that Kim Davis is, number one, she's a Democrat. She has been in that office for 27 years. She follows her mother, who was in that office for 30 years. She's just been saved for 4 years, but she has grown more in 4 years upon biblical conviction, Sam, than many Christians have grown in 40 years being willing to stand for what she believes is right according to the Word of God and even go to jail for it. You know, on one hand, we must pray for her, but on the other hand, what an example she's setting for the rest of this nation.
Gary, there's no question about it. And you know what? I think at the end of the day, a mark of true Christianity will do just that. You know, I think that we have across our nation, we know this to be the fact. We may have, 80% or 75% of people when they're polled saying, yes, I am a Christian. But then you say, wait a minute, how can that be? If they go and they vote the way they vote and they go and make the choices the way they make their choices, is there anything consistent? You know, the reality is there are many who profess and few who possess. How we live, our recognition of the truth, and our ability and our willingness to stand for the truth has a whole lot more to do about really who and what we are than what we may say we are. And I think what we see in a Kim Davis is someone who has simply put together those things and say, how can I? How can I deny my Lord? Which is what she said. How can I deny biblical truth and violate what God has commanded me to do? And that's what this program is about, to help encourage people, Gary and Dave, to stand in that gap for truth. She is standing in a gap for truth, real life.
That's a good point. She is really she's an illustration as to what we are really all about here at the American Pastors Network and this radio network, to stand in the gap for truth. Dave, I know you have a statement you want to make, but as you're making that particular statement, you know, I just want to say that there is a rally going on down in Kentucky. I think it's going to be 3 or 3:30 this afternoon, and that rally is going to be conducted by Mike Huckabee and I think Matt Staver of the Liberty Council and some others. But it's interesting, Dave, that it seems as though Mike Huckabee is the only, presidential candidate who seemingly is coming down on the right side of this whole issue and really standing for Kim Davis right now.
Well, you know, Gary, Ted Cruz is standing with her as well.
Well, that's true. He is as well. That's right.
Yeah. In fact, I think Ted may actually be at the rally. I'm not sure that he's going to be there, but I do know he wants to go visit her, as Pastor Smith reiterated or mentioned early in the second segment. But, gentlemen, you know, one of the reasons why I think Mike is so exercised about this is because he knows there's a biblical precedent for this. In Daniel mm-hmm. chapter number 3, the three Hebrew children were told to bow down and worship an image which the king had set up. They refused to do so. They're going to be cast into this burning fiery furnace. And the king at the last minute says to them, you know, if you're ready now to bow down, then all of this can be avoided, much like Judge Bunning said to Kim, you know, here is an option. Here's a way out so you don't have to go to jail. And just like the three Hebrew children did, Kim said, sorry, I'm not going to exercise that option. This is worth fighting for. This is worth going to jail for. As the three Hebrew children said, this is worth dying for. So in many ways, this is Kim Davis' fiery furnace moment, and she is standing and illustrating biblical truth in her stance in a phenomenal way. So we need to pray for her, and we need to stand with her. And the 10,000 or so that Pastor Smith said may be gathering down there at 3 o'clock, I hope they send a message to this judge that Christians stand with her, and we're going to continue to do so.
Dave, Gary, can I just jump in here with this? The Rasmussen polls just came out with something just a while ago, and according to their polls, they say just 26% of likely U.S. voters think that Kim Davis or any elected official should be able to ignore a federal court ruling that he or she disagrees with for religious reasons. 26% of those polled likely voters think that Kim Davis has any right or anybody like that. Gentlemen, this is part of the problem where we are in America, where we understand the simple basic things, not just about a matter of religious expression, freedom, and biblical truth in this case, but even under the Constitution, the understanding that this woman is an elected official who has taken an oath to support the Constitution of Kentucky and the United States being threatened, in this case, put in jail by an unelected federal judge. We have real issues at hand here.
Well, Sam, of course, you know, they were saying as well that there are those who are saying, well, she's not upholding the law that she swore to uphold. Well, yes, she is, because when she took her oath of office, you know, there was no concept of the idea that she would have to issue license to same-sex couples who wanted to get married.
And, Gary, when you have reporters that are former attorneys themselves on Fox News or any of these other networks that are saying basically what Sam just illustrated in those statistics, that she has no right to stand up against this, it reveals an incredible ignorance relative to what the First Amendment guarantees, not just Kim Davis, but all Americans relative to their religious beliefs. We don't have to violate our religious beliefs in any way, whether we're in the public sector, whether we're working in a government position, or whether we're working somewhere else. So yes, we need to do some serious re-education in this country relative to just the First Amendment.
I was interested. It interested me to hear Jeremy say that, you know, we don't need to go around saying the sky is falling. But, you know, I do think, Dave and Sam, we do need to go around and warn people that we are getting away from the basic values of this nation, and it's time that we get back to those basic values, which are biblical values, which is a constitution that's based upon the principles of the Word of God. We do need to get back to that. We do need to support that. We do need to promote that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our time is up for today. The Lord willing, we will be back with you in 23 hours. Until then, stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up. The best is yet to come.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.americanpastorsnetwork.net
and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap Today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.
Immediately after the program left the air live this afternoon, it was announced that Kim Davis was going to be released from jail down in Kentucky. To which we give God all the honor and the glory and the praise. And we're thankful for those of you who prayed for her while she was in jail and even for her release. We thank God for the fact that God heard our prayers and answered them.